To answer is human. To question is divine. Welcome to the world of the Hidden Gateway, an exhilarating podcast exploring the concepts humans have been struggling with since the dawn of existence, such as, who are we? Is there such a thing as good and evil, or are they arbitrary constructs? Does the paranormal exist? How can we evolve to a higher state? Can our mind influence what we term as reality? Providing a transcendental approach combined with hard-nosed humanistic analysis, we invite you on a journey to question your worldview in this theater of life. Join our host, Justin Williams, as he explores the outer realms of faith, the supernatural, human potential, and even our concepts of the universal creator with a fascinating array of guests. This is the unseen world, magical, mysterious, and mystical, where your only limitation is your imagination. This is the Hidden Gateway.
I want to welcome you to another episode of the Hidden Gateway podcast. As always, I am your host, Justin Williams. Today, I have a very special guest for you. This is someone that I am really looking forward to speaking to. This guy is the epitome of reaching human potential and being your best when the opportunity arises. That would be Mr. Zion Clark. Zion is an American wrestler, professional mixed martial artist, and wheelchair racer. And even has his own Netflix documentary titled Zion. Zion was born without legs due to a rare disorder called cultural regression syndrome, and his no-excuses mindset has propelled him to great success as he continues to absolutely conquer all challenges that comes his way. Zion, welcome to the Hidden Gateway podcast. How you doing, my friend?
Good, man. I'm doing good, you know, just doing a lot of traveling and just, you know, getting into the swing of things for the new year.
Oh, man, I hear that. Well, hey, man, I tell you what, I am really excited and have really been looking forward to speaking with you. I've had what a lot of people would consider big guests on my show, big names. But if I'm being wholeheartedly honest, Zion, I have never been more excited for anyone like I'm excited to speaking with you, man. And like I said in the intro, part of what we do when we discuss and what we push here on the Hidden Gateway podcast is reaching human potential. And I mean, man. You have done that. You continue to do that. So enough about me, man, or enough of me speaking, man. I want to you know ask you some questions, man. So you know, give me a little bit about your background, man. I've done some research on you. I know you were born obviously with the condition. I want you to tell me about that and go into your childhood a bit.
Yeah, I was born with caudal regression syndrome, and it's a very rare disease. You know, only about 100,000 kids. Like only like one out of every 100,000 kids are born with it each year. So with that being said, it's something that's not very common. But, you know, growing up, I came up in the foster care system. And during that, I became a wrestler. And, you know, that's been a really big focal point in my life for everything. And so throughout my journey, I've been able to reach new heights with my athletic ability and become a professional athlete.
Excellent, man. Excellent. So you were born with this rare condition, and you said you grew up in a foster home. Were you in just one home, or did you kind of shuffle around as a youth to different homes?
I mean, I shuffled around from the time I was born until I was 17.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, have you ever tried or been in contact with your biological parents, or no?
No. That's not something I make a point really at all.
Gotcha. Okay. So when did you start wrestling? Was it in high school, middle school, or what?
No, I started wrestling when I was 5 years old.
Wow, 5 years old. That's good, man. You started early. I guess they say that's what kids need to start early, you know, so they get that experience, man. Paid off for you. That's good. So what was it like, man, being you know, I guess some would say different than other kids wrestling, man? What was that experience like? You know, maybe not necessarily at five, but say once you got to high school, what was that like? I mean, you obviously dominated because you went to college. Was it Kent State, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. So people, they didn't really care. You know what I mean? The wrestling community is a real good community, you know. We're taught to respect everybody, no matter the differences, you know, because you know, either or else, you know, we probably have to do sprints or something, out of coach's discretion, because you know, wrestling is built off of a certain level of respect. So growing up wrestling, kids weren't necessarily scared. They didn't know what to do, but at the same time, I wasn't good either, so I lost all the time.
Did you? Okay. So when
But
was it?
that's like early days though. So, but by the time I was senior in high school, I was being the best guys in the country and the state, so I was doing pretty well.
So was there like a specific moment where you thought to yourself, "Damn, I'm pretty good at this."
But I was a senior in high school. I was just kind of like doing all right. But then the real moment came after my first college match, which I actually lost. You know, I was mad and I was upset because I thought I'd really worked hard enough to win that first match at the home opener. And then we had a tournament in West Pennsylvania the next day, and I got mad and won the entire tournament. I was like, okay. And I was like, this is how I'm supposed to feel. This is what I can do.
Nice, man. That's nice. So you turned that anger into something positive and went in there and pretty much kicked ass, huh?
Yeah, because I had a chip on my shoulder, and I was just like, I'm not about to start over how I started my career just because I'm in college.
Right. So Kent State, is that in Ohio or Indiana? It
Northeastern
is.
Ohio.
Northeastern Ohio. Okay. Yeah, I'm originally from Toledo, so I know a little bit about the that area, Ohio, I should say. Did you grow up in Ohio or did you just go to college there?
I grew up in Ohio. I grew up in Massillon in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, Kent. Okay. Gotcha. So what you a Cavs fan?
I don't watch too much basketball. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan.
Cleveland Browns. Okay, you're a football guy like me. That's good, man.
Yeah, well, no, here's the thing. You know where football first started, right?
Was it Cleveland?
No, it was Canton, Ohio, and Massillon,
Canton.
Ohio, where I grew up.
Right. Okay, right. That's where the Hall
Like
of Fame
Massillon
is.
Tigers, the first our stadium's called Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. It's where the first football game was played.
Nice. Okay.
You know, and then the Hall of Fame is the city right next to us, which is
Nice.
also created partially by Paul Brown. So football
Yeah.
is real big. I know every kid in my city, if you're born within city limits, now if you're a boy or a girl, you're given a football.
Nice, man. Nice. All right. So okay, college, you go to college, you dominate, you do really well. And I think I read something where you went to the Olympics or you were part of the Olympic team. Is that right?
I made the B team once, but I've been always one of the top three, top two, or number one 100-meter sprinter for the United States, and for the Paralympic racing.
Right.
Now wrestling has been a little harder, but I've been making a lot of progress. So these next 2 years are going to be real important for me.
Okay.
So that being said, there's a lot of training ahead of me. You know, I just won my first pro fight, so that's also another professional avenue that I'm pursuing.
Yeah.
So, but I'm at the same time with being a pro athlete, my coach is one of the best wrestlers, one of the best grapplers, one of the best fighters in the world. He was a 7-time champ before the UFC was even a thing when it came to MMA. And so my coach, he beat legends like John Smith in wrestling, who's an absolute legend. You know, back in the day. And you know, not many people can say they beat John Smith. You know, like you say you beat John Smith, you're bullshit. You know,
Right.
so but you know, I've had the pleasure of being trained by guys like this. So like I've been able to really tap into my athletic ability and stuff that I'm even now figuring out that I haven't even done even the last couple years.
Wow, man, that's awesome, man. So you have reached your potential, but you still have a ways to go, man. That you're continuously growing. And you're young too, brother. How old are you? Like 20, let's say 25? Did I read that right?
Yeah, I'm
Yeah, okay.
25.
25, man. That's awesome. And I was definitely going to ask you about your MMA debut. What was that like, man? Professional fighter, first fight for the first time. What was going through your head, man? How were you feeling?
I mean, it was just like any other day walking into the gym, and my teammates are some of the most savage guys on the planet.
Nice.
So I was expecting anything and everything because my teammates do anything and everything.
Right. That's awesome, man. A lot of, sounds like a great brotherhood, great unity with that. That's cool, man. And tell me about your documentary. I know that hit Netflix back in 2018. What was that like for you, man?
It was a cool experience.
Okay.
And you know, there's a lot of it was I don't know how to explain it. I was a kid, you know what I mean? It's like it's a long time ago now at this point. But it was cool, you know. There's not much to say on it rather than it really affect a lot of people. It took about a week of filming and then I went to college, you know. It wasn't that important to me at the time. You know. But like I was literally trying to go to college and this random producer hit me up and I was just like, okay, let's do this so you can get out my face so I can go to school.
So just want to get it out the way, huh? And then Zion, one thing we talk a lot about here on the Hidden Gateway podcast is spirituality, not necessarily religion or anything like that. And I've also have heard a lot of fighters, and even some of the best fighters, say that they have developed their very spiritual outlook, and they pay credit to that to a certain extent to giving them strength and a kind of an insight with helping them reach the top. Are you spiritual anyway? Would you say that has been kind of a tool, if you will, for you as well?
A little bit, you know. I look. I'm a realist. You know, I'm gonna just be out. I'm gonna be honest with you about that. And you know, spirituality is good for me in a sense that I'm able to really calm my own soul. So I'm able to accomplish these things that I do. But at the same time, I focus on the realistic things of how much work I have to put in. Because I physically feel it in my body. I'm going to retire in 10 years. So.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I mean, that your no excuses mindset, man, is definitely something that anyone could use, and I believe any area of life, right? I think I read something a few years ago regarding the Navy SEALs, and when they go through their training, they're taught that a lot about mindset and no excuses, kind of like the path that you follow, the mindset that you have. And it says something to, and this is not verbatim, but it was something like, when the mind thinks that they can not go any longer in their training or whatever they're doing, they haven't even reached full capacity, that they have maybe another 25 to 30% left in the body or even the mind. Have you found yourself in that situation or similar, where you thought that maybe you couldn't push any further, but you kept going, and it was your mind and maybe even your heart to get it done?
A little bit, but here's the thing. I'm like being a wrestler, being a fighter, bro. Like this is 20 years of me doing this stuff. It's a natural, like we're taught early on just to work through it. You know, we were like wrestlers. I was just listening to this thing Joe Rogan said the other day. Wrestlers, we know how to operate where in situations where most people fold because that's our job. Like when things get hard, that's the time we're supposed to perform. You know, and with that being said, yes, things get hard. But here's the thing, if you got the right mentality, it's gonna be hard, yeah. But it's like it doesn't matter. It's like it doesn't matter, nothing matters. You know, when I'm out there and like my fight, for example, I was getting tired. But at the same time, the amount of pressure I'm putting on never let up. And I didn't get tired till after the fight. You know, like the amount of pressure I'm able to produce just because, yeah, I'm hurt. Yeah, I can't walk very well. Well, that doesn't matter because I know that there's a job that needs to be done. And if I'm actually fully committed to what I'm doing, I will accomplish that no matter what the cost is.
Nice, nice. Very good, man. Very good. Hey, I want to talk about your book as well, man. You have a book coming out. What is it? April 11th? Is that right? Okay. So is this a memoir, and what can people expect, man, once they get it?
They can say that again.
I said, is this a memoir where you're telling about your life story? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about my life story and I'm gonna get to share my insights on the foster care system. And I'm just pretty much telling my life and how I see things and what my viewpoints are and stuff. You know, I'm a little nervous about this book, but I'm actually really excited all at the same time.
Nice. Now, how did that process go for you with writing the book, man?
I have a writer named James Hurst. I've been working on him on this for like last 2, 3 years.
Been a long time in the making. Very good. Okay, and I was on your website as well. People can pre-order it now. Is that right?
Yeah, you can. You can pre-order it on Amazon. When it's out, you'll be able to get it in most select stores, Barnes and Nobles, most bookstores, stuff like that.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Hey, Zion, one thing I want to ask you, man. I ask each and every guest that come on the Hit Gateway podcast is to provide our listeners with what I like to call a token of love, simply something that you feel people need to know in this moment, man. It can be a minute, 2, 3, 4 minutes, whatever it is, whatever comes to heart. What is it right now that you think people need to know?
Shit, this is what I say. I tell everybody this. It's my staple. My staple is you don't need legs to leave a footprint on this earth.
Nice, man. That's damn good.
It's short, it's simple, but it's powerful.
Yes, it is very much so. And then, can you tell people your website, social media, where they can find you, all that good stuff?
All social media handles. Oh, there's links to all my websites on all my handles. It's Big Z 97.
Big Z97. There it is. There it is. Zion, hey man, thank you so much once again for taking time out your day to be with us here on the Hit Gateway podcast, man. You're full of strength. Very wise as well, and we wish you the best. Oh, one more question for you too, man. Obviously, you have the book coming out. What's next for you, man? I know you got some things lined up in the near future. What can people expect from you in regards to your athletics and competition and things like that? Any big things coming up in the near future for
I'm gonna
you?
see when the see what's up with the next fight, honestly.
Next fight, when is that? Is it scheduled already or?
Yeah, I gotta look at some options.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, hey, I know I'm gonna have my eye out there looking at you, man. I know my audience as well. And thank you once again, my friend, for being a guest here on the Hit Gateway podcast. And to my audience, I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Hit Gateway podcast. As always, stay connected with us at thehitgateway.com. If you want to speak to us, shoot us an email like a lot of you do at support@thehitgateway.com. As always, thank you for pushing your mindset towards a better reality. Now, this will conclude this week's episode. Until next time, stay positive, stay questioning, be love, and be free. Hidden Gateway out.